From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 9 days after the big earthquake hit Haiti, rescuers are still searching for survivors in the rubble. They're using sonar equipment, and sniffer dogs are helping. But officials say they think not many more people will be found alive. Jens Christensen is a UN peacekeeper who was rescued after 5 days. He says he never lost hope.
A belief in that I would survive, that I would be found, I think mentally made me survive.
Earthquake victims are now arriving at a U.S. hospital ship. Supplies are reaching other temporary and permanent medical facilities. And officials say that as many as 2 million people may be homeless in Haiti. Advocates for changes to immigration policy in the U.S. remain hopeful about new legislation, despite the outcome of the special election in Massachusetts that sent a Republican to the Senate with a strong stance against illegal immigration. Monica Brady Meyerhoff of member station WBUR has more from Boston.
The losing Democrat favored granting illegal immigrants in the country a path to citizenship. But the winner, Republican Scott Brown, says that would encourage illegal immigration. Ali Nourani, chair of the Reform Immigration for America campaign, says advocates should have been more active in Martha Coakley's campaign.
We did not articulate that immigration reform is part of the change agenda. So the fact is that this was a race that revolved around the issue of change, and Scott Brown, in spite of having a long history of being anti-immigrant, was able to tap into that wave.
The president of the National Council of La Raza blames Coakley for not reaching out to the Latino community or running an energized campaign. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.
NBC has finally announced an exit deal for talk show host Conan O'Brien. We have more on that from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
The deal gives Conan O'Brien more than $33 million to vacate The Tonight Show, so NBC can give that slot back to Jay Leno. The network has canceled Leno's primetime show, and he'll return to 11:35 on March 1st. NBC is also giving O'Brien's staff around $12 million in severance. That was a key factor in O'Brien's negotiations with the network, and something he joked about on the program last night.
I guess at first I thought it was really gullible. They said the staff would be taken to a big farm where they'd be allowed to run free forever.
O'Brien's ratings have soared over the course of his disagreement with NBC. They've gone up 50%. O'Brien's last show will be Friday, and NBC says he's free to take another TV job as soon as September. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Former Democratic senator and presidential hopeful John Edwards now admits he fathered a child outside of his marriage. Edwards had long denied paternity of the child. Stocks are down in early trading this morning. This is NPR News. U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is in the Middle East trying yet again to nudge Israelis and Palestinians back to the negotiating table. But a new Israeli demand threatens to make that process even harder. Linda Gradstein explains.
Absolutely unacceptable. That's how Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat described Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's demand for an Israeli military presence in the West Bank even after a Palestinian state is formed. Netanyahu made the demand yesterday in a meeting with hundreds of foreign journalists, saying that an Israeli presence along the border between Jordan and the West Bank, in an area called the Jordan Valley, was needed to make sure rockets and missiles do not enter the West Bank. Speaking on Israel Radio, Saab Erekat said the Jordan Valley is Palestine and there is no place for an Israeli presence. Senator Mitchell meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
First-time jobless claims rose last week in the U.S. The Labor Department says more than 480,000 people applied for benefits. And the total number of people receiving benefits rose sharply. That's because more people who still have not found jobs started receiving extended benefits. A third Pacific storm in a row continues to soak California's coast. Forecasters say it could deliver as much as 3 inches of rain and 20 inches of snow in some areas. People living below the San Gabriel Mountains, where fires have burned away vegetation, have been told to leave their homes in case there are mudslides or other debris flows. Officials say so far, no structures have been endangered. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.